Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Massachusetts has $250 million in federal education money to spend over the next 4 years. The state is one of 10 winners of stimulus funding for schools in the second round of the federal so-called Race to the Top competition. Much of the money will go to schools that have low test scores, high dropout rates, and wide achievement gaps. The money is supposed to be used for reform initiatives and not for plugging budget holes. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
Education, business, and elected leaders who work to win the money say it gives schools across the state the chance to transform teaching and learning. Governor Deval Patrick says too many talented students have been left behind because schools weren't meeting their needs.
Now we have the rules and tools in place, and now we have some resources to be able to accelerate that. And it is a great, great day for the children of this Commonwealth as a result.
Massachusetts received the top score among all states awarded federal education dollars based on the state's plans to turn around low-performing schools, train more effective teachers and principals, improve student and teacher evaluations, and make sure all students are ready for college or work. The Commonwealth applied in the first round of funding but did not win. Last month, the state enhanced its application by replacing state education standards with a national curriculum core. U.S. Secretary of Education Arne Duncan says that made a difference.
Between the first and second round, Massachusetts adopted higher standards and provided great leadership there. And Massachusetts, as you know, has a long history of education reform and has helped to drive the national conversation.
Some who track education reform in Massachusetts worry the change will undermine years of work. Jim Sturgis is executive director of the Pioneer Institute.
We are selling our souls for $250 million in one-time money. Comparing that to the $9 billion that we spend every year on K-12 education, that's not very much money to give up the best standards in the country.
State education leaders argue there's little difference between the former state and national curriculum requirements. They expect to continue MCAS testing, although with modifications to include, for example, more nonfiction articles and books. The state cannot use this $250 million to restore jobs or programs lost during budget cuts. Massachusetts Association of School Superintendents Director Tom Scott says the money is a long-term investment in students, teachers, and principals.
You're going to see a lot of this money is going to be focused around support systems, curriculum specialists, professional development, particularly in areas where we have an achievement gap.
All of the 275 districts that signed on to the state's application can apply for money to extend their school day, create after-school programs, or try some innovation they have not been able to finance in the past. The emphasis is on improving schools with wide achievement gaps and low test scores. The $250 million will be split between districts and the State Department of Education, which will monitor progress at the district level. Massachusetts Association of School Committees Director Glenn Kucher says some schools are worried the state's share will fund a new, ineffective bureaucracy.
The concern there is that historically, the department hasn't been that big a help to districts. It's been more a regulation and punishment venue. We're hopeful that under Race to the Top, that new money will bring with it a new attitude and a new modus operandi.
State Education Secretary Paul Revel says the vast majority of the money will eventually be funneled into schools where the ultimate test is the classroom.
It's bringing up those students who are struggling while at the same time challenging our most advanced students. That defines the challenge in front of us.
The federal money also funds more detailed student assessments and teacher evaluations. A task force that includes union representatives is working on giving teachers feedback based on what happens in the classroom and how students do on projects in addition to tests. For WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.